Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
One of those nights last night. One of those fun nights last night if you're a fan of certain teams in this town. The Knicks came out of the All-Star break, won a game for the first time in 2 weeks. The All-Star break may have had something to do with it taking that long, but they beat the Philadelphia 76ers last night, something that, as you may recall, Tiki, I successfully predicted.
You did.
Late in the show.
And you predicted it for a specific reason as well.
Well, I'm not going to get into the reasons because that doesn't matter. I don't have to show you how I made the bacon, just that the bacon was made.
I think the Knicks are just going to beat the crap out of the Sixers tonight.
That was me yesterday.
That was you.
Now, I want to give you some credit.
Okay.
So I was right about the Knicks are going to beat the crap out of the Sixers. We also started talking about how the big ragu Dante DiVincenzo was back. And I was asking you, are they going to abuse him minute-wise?
Nope.
Here's Tiki's minute prediction for Dante DiVincenzo.
34.
You're going 34?
34.
I'm going the over on that.
Well, here's the result. 34 minutes, 38 seconds.
Okay, went over, but barely.
Well, so I win.
Evan always has to win. Always.
No, but you...
And even more important, Ihart only played like 11.
Yeah, he was not happy about that.
But I mean, it's fine. Precious is... he's serving a good role right now.
And Jericho Sims played well.
Played well last night. And the beauty of it is that they have to play. And so it's giving Tibbs a chance to see them.
That's right. Right?
And they're not going to play when it matters, I think. But at least you get an idea of what they can do. Because I know 3 weeks ago we went to that game. I was like, Precious Atua is pointless on this team. Mm. Pointless. We were wrong.
It's like Precious Sanity right now.
I mean, without him, they'd be struggling right now.
No doubt. In fact, a lot of Knicks fans are actually talking about that trade with the Raptors, which I got to experience last night because as a Nets fan, I watched IQ and RJ. That is now being called the Precious Achiuwa trade.
As it should be. But he's been a legit dog.
Right. Now, speaking of dogs, and we'll get back to your calls in a second. I put this poll out this morning on social media, and then we started talking about it on the air today because of the Ranger victory and the high expectations they have. And our Ranger fans and Knicks fans secretly really don't like each other. I asked the question of...
Why is that?
Because they're jealous of each other.
What?
And very few people are diehards of both. They may claim it, but they're not.
Well, I mean, we have a unique situation in here because Sean is a Rangers fan, but he... loves the Nets.
Right, and Loogie is a Knicks fan who likes the Islanders.
Right, so it's like, they're only half MSG'd.
That's right.
It doesn't make any sense.
But I think that even those that are Ranger Knicks fans, they always have a favorite child. Hmm. They always have one of the teams that they like more, and sometimes when both teams are playing well, it causes resentment. That's what I've noticed.
Yes, and also Madison Square Garden. And let me be crystal clear here. The Knicks own Madison Square Garden. Hmm. The Rangers and their fans, they rent it. We allow your presence. We own it. When you think of MSG, you think of the Knicks and the Rangers. You rent it. Your presence.
Is the ice on top of the hardwood?
I don't know all the specifics.
Or is it the hardwood on top of the ice?
I think the hardwood's on top of the ice because occasionally.
So what's the foundation then?
You're killing me here, Barbara. I don't know.
Just asking.
The foundation of this city is basketball. How about that? And well, it's a basketball city.
In fairness, the Rangers have been around longer than the Knicks.
Thank you.
I'm just, if we're being technical about this.
Yeah, so the foundation of the sports and the foundation of the actual building.
Yeah.
Is ice.
Yeah.
Jeff McNeil shows up for the Ranger game. The Knicks get A-list celebrities. They know what's up. Mm. We know who is king in this town, the sexiness of the Knicks.
You know who else showed up for the Rangers game? Brian Daboll and Joe Shane.
Right.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh, he got you there. What?
I'll take Ben Stiller.
Now, you still believe the Knicks will go further than the Rangers. Sean believes the Rangers will go further than the Knicks. And I respect that. I respect your fandoms. I think something needs to be put on the line. So do you guys have a bet that we can all follow while we eat our popcorn and watch this hilariousness ensue?
I think we have something really good.
Let me hear it.
I can't wait to see Loogie pay off. Very simple. Whichever team goes further, the other has to dress like that sports trophy for a shot.
Wait, so if the Rangers go further, which I think they will.
Then the next. Loogie has to do an entire show, painted head to toe in silver, dressed as the Stanley Cup.
Lord
hat
Stanley.
On the he will be Lord Stanley for a show. If the Knicks go further, Rangers have a bad first round ouster, Knicks get to even just the second round, I have to come in head to toe silver looking like the Larry O'Brien.
Better start doing your sit ups there because your shirt's going to be off for an entire show.
Shirt off, too, yeah.
The Larry O'Brien trophy is gold.
That's right.
You know what?
I forgot because we haven't seen one in so long in this town.
No, that's true, though. You can't even laugh at that.
You're right. It is gold.
In fact, I don't think that award was the Larry O'Brien Trophy the last time a team won. No, the Larry O'Brien Trophy started in 1977, 1978.
Yeah.
So then what? No, I mean, I'm laughing. It's my team, too, by the way. Sure. My team hasn't won. Okay, so I think I approve that, Tiki. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that works.
I'll have to do the whole show with my head tilted like the basketball.
I'm just trying to figure out how you're going to do that. Like, what's it going to actually look like?
Well, I'm going to be basically gold with like a flat base around me, and on top will be the pivot basketball gold.
So I want to be fair about this. If they both get eliminated in the same round, in my opinion, the tiebreaker would be who came closest to winning the series based on games. So hypothetically, if the Knicks lose in the first round in 5 and the Rangers lose in the first round in 6, then I would say the Rangers went further. Is that a fair...
I'm going to be fair.
Tiebreak?
I'm going to be even more fair.
Yeah.
I think there doesn't have to be a tiebreaker. I think I understand value. I'm that confident. I am willing to dress as the trophy if Loogie is, if we both get eliminated in the same round.
Really?
And you get a double payoff.
Really?
I respect that, and I'm down for that, too.
Nice.
You're saying tie goes to the runner and the runner being Loogie?
If we both...
No, tie goes to both of them.
Correct. Yeah. If we're both idiots,
and we've both
over-exaggerated our outcome, we both have to look like morons together.
So if you both go to the conference finals and lose...
Then we have to sit there dressed as the dumb trophies that neither of our teams will win.
And then
we run it back next year because neither team's going anywhere. We'll get a winner eventually.
Eventually. All right, I approve that bet.
I do. I love that.
I think that's a really good bet. In fact, I think anyone listening, if you have a friend that's a Knicks fan and you're a Ranger fan or vice versa, we give you permission to play this game at home with them. You can take this bet amongst yourselves and use it as well. You have to dress up for a day or a week or whatever you agree on as the trophy of the other sport. That is so weird to me because I never thought of that.
It's going to be hard to do. Like, the execution is going to be interesting.
I'm confident Loogie will pull it off.
I'm not going to spend 1 minute thinking about it because Sean's going to lose.
Tiki, I believe it was Jameis Winston that once uttered the words, "Eat that W."
Eat that W.
Prepared to eat it. This is not exactly breaking news as it happened pre-show. We missed it. There will not be any further discipline on Rangers forward Matt Rempe for his hit on Nathan Bastian last night. The Department of Player Safety didn't deem it worthy of a suspension.
Disgrace, they're wrong. They're wrong. Should be suspended.
He will not be arrested nor suspended. They realized his height caused the hit.
Oh, come on. So now he's got free reign to just elbow anybody he wants in the head?
He didn't do anything. He didn't elbow him. He went in with his shoulder, and Bastian's head was...
disgusting.
He was like looking at like he'd lost his ice cream on the ice and got nailed.
That's disgusting.
You have to be aware of where contact is coming from.
No, I'm aware of it, and I think that Boomer should be banned from ever saying screw the Ranger button ever again because this is a disgrace. This is embarrassing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is embarrassing for the league, because this guy deserved to be suspended, I think, for 9 games.
But it wasn't malicious or intentional.
Right. Do you think that Aaron Judge and Jose Altuve should have the same size strike zone?
That has nothing to do with this.
It does. It's the point. It's a strike zone for an NHL player into hitting somebody.
Interesting. Yeah. Are you concerned, Lugie, that
you've
most...
taken a loss?
Nah, whatever, lost. Are you concerned that most of social media, when I put that poll out, thinks the Rangers are going further, like, by a lot?
No, I don't care about any dopey poll that the coalition of Nick haters and the whiny Net fans that voted on it. I don't care about
those. What do the
results.
Net fans have to do?
Because they're losers and they pick the Rangers. That's why. That's why. So, no, I don't care about your stupid poll.
She's probably correct.
You think that most people...
Disproportionately, your followers are Net fans also.
I know.
They want to hear about it.
I know what kind of squad I have, and I know the kind of squad the Rangers have. I know it. They know it. They're not winning a cup with Igor. They don't want to admit it. I'll do it for you. He's soft, and you aren't winning. We have dudes, and we have dogs.
You know your second best player is Julius Randle?
The Knicks have dudes, and the Knicks have dogs. Okay. Oh, no. You can't bring up the injury thing and then say Randle
is
going to choke, too.
Well, you're calling Igor soft
he
in
is.
The postseason, and I'm calling Julius Randle what?
Who's more important, the goalie or the star player on the basketball team? My star player is Jalen Brunson. Their star player is the goalie that can't get it done.
Not, but either way, we're full of cats and men on the Rangers. We're good to go.
We'll find out.
Let's go to Frank in Warwick. Good afternoon, Frank.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man?
I just want to – I'm a Knick and a Ranger fan, but I'm going to have to go with Rangers on this one. I think they're a top three team in the league, but I think it's a lot closer than what people think, and I don't trust Julius Randle in the playoffs.
Yeah. I'll tell you –
But do you trust Shesterkin?
I do. I there's some games that he is the entire team. Yeah, he is a little soft. I do agree with that. But the guy can take over a game. Easily, and I don't think Randle can.
Here's what would scare me about the Rangers. Even though I side with the Rangers as the team to go further, here's what would scare me. If the New York Knicks continue to get healthy, and the New York Knicks, who are not completely buried from getting, let's say, the 2 seed, because right now they trail Cleveland by 4 games in the loss column, 3 overall. It is certainly not insurmountable.
No.
Let's go Knicks. If they're able to jump up to 2, and now all of a sudden their first round matchup potentially is, let's say, the Orlando Magic or potentially the Chicago Bulls if they finish strong even though they've lost 2 in a row. Or potentially even the Philadelphia 76ers and Joel Embiid doesn't come back. I think that first round to me would feel safer than the complete unpredictability of the NHL. And what I mean by that is right now, you know who the Rangers could potentially face in the first round of the playoffs? Potentially.
Who?
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Mm. Like ain't your daddy's Lightning.
I understand, but would you not agree that the Lightning beating the Rangers in the first round feels a lot more real than, let's say, the Knicks losing to the Chicago Bulls or an Embiid-less Philadelphia 76ers?
Sure, I would agree.
Okay, that's my only point. That's my point. Like, the NHL is dangerous. The first round is dangerous.
But we're feeling dangerous.
Okay, you woke up dangerous.
I also like to live dangerously. The only team that would scare me in the playoffs in the East is the Miami Heat. I will admit that. The Heat scare me.
What
any
mean,
other
the
team
playoffs?
Will wax them.
What, but in the playoffs?
Yeah, the entire Celtics, Cavs, Bucks. The Bucks are a mess. Doc Rivers is a total joke. They're going nowhere. The Celtics, KP will get hurt. They'll be done. Their coach is another loser that will wax them. We showed that the Cavs are soft. They're done. The Sixers, they could go pack it in. They're finished, and Embiid's not going to play. Who are you going to give me? Indiana and Orlando?
This is confidence flying out of
the I'm very confident.
This is so weird. Like, I know I missed 2 days this week. Did you allow him to do meth in the bathroom?
I think we have a no-drug policy here at the station, but no, I'm feeling confident. I'm flying high. It's time that the Knicks fans let everybody know what's up.
The Celtics, they're just throwing
Missoula, give me a break. Bro, they're soft, too. I'm telling you right now. Miami Heat are the only dogs that I'm afraid of.
Can you remind me of all the NBA final appearances Tom Thibodeau has? Thanks, I'll hang up and take the call off there.
Go ahead.
I refuse to answer that question.
Well, because there's no answer, because he hasn't been to one.
Oh,
so for all the crap you're going to talk about Joe Mazzulla and all the crap you're going to talk about Glenn Rivers, well, Glenn has won.
Okay, what's his record since he got to the Bucks? He's already thrown his players
so
under the bridge.
So the season's over because they're losing games in February?
No, but they're already putting in their built-in excuses in Milwaukee. I have no fear of Doc Rivers
but
in the playoffs. Bring it on.
Your season isn't, like, concluded in February in the NBA. Like, I get it. The Bucks are a mess right now. I get the concern about Glenn Rivers, but you talk like your head coach has won anything.
I laid out
a
path.
You talk that way.
I laid out a path, and I even gave you a little pound of flesh with the Heat. I would be scared of the Miami Heat. I respect their head coach. I respect Jimmy Butler. That's it, though. Not giving you any other team.
You don't respect the Celtics?
Nope.
Dude, Saturday night at Madison Square
Let's see
Square
Jason
Garden.
Tatum put it together.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Put it together.
Bring it on.
Put it together.
Bring it on. Most overrated star in the sport.
They better not lose by 20.
What, in the regular season that doesn't matter that Evan just brought
on Saturday.
Up?
Saturday.
Okay.
I'll be here on Monday.
It's not often that I find myself easily rooting for the Boston Celtics, but Saturday night is a night to party. I'll tell you that right now. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Knicks will be ready.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Mike in Staten Island. How are you, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I have a question.
Yeah.
Not if, but when. The New York Rangers and the New York Knicks both win their respective titles. What happens then?
I have a great answer to that, and I hope you guys would accept this. If somehow both teams win, I will dress up as the Larry O'Brien Trophy for a day, and then the next day, I'll dress up as the Stanley Cup.
You don't want me to do either one?
Oh, yeah, you want to do it too?
All right, we'll do both.
Yeah.
I love it. That's maybe you guys go to the parades dressed as those, and then we'll do the show after.
Love it.
Oh, crap. I didn't even think of that.
Which one do you want to be? You want to be Larry O'Brien or you want to be Lord Stanley?
I mean,
we're going to flip a coin.
Black people don't play hockey, right? So,
we got Keandre Miller.
I'm just joking.
Larry O'Brien. You want to be Larry O'Brien?
Actually, you know, it'd be funny if I was Lord Stanley.
Okay.
He did serve in a regiment in Liverpool.
What?
When the actual Lord Stanley.
You did some research?
Of course I did. Got in the rabbit hole.
I think that's a good answer, though. We will, under the unlikeliest circumstances, and trust me, that is not happening.
Right. And if it did, wow.
Wow. I mean, wow. Like, it's imagining things that are impossible. Like,
it's impossible.
No, that's impossible. The Rangers and the Knicks and Apple playing a title this year. Come on.
Reality-wise, the Rangers have a chance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just what we started the show talking about.
Okay.
So the Rangers have a chance.
I'll
it's
give
really
a chance.
Just about... The Knicks.
The Knicks are not winning an NBA title. Stop it.
Now, if they get healthy, I'm not fully endorsing what Loogie's saying because I think he's delusional.
Stop.
And maybe on, I don't know, crystals or something. but, I mean, Boston is not unbeatable.
No one's saying they're unbeatable.
Right?
But the
Cleveland,
Knicks
they've beat. Okay. Milwaukee is flawed.
Yeah, but Tiki, you're talking about an NBA title. They'd have to beat Denver. They're not beating Denver.
I understand that. And so then you have to figure out. With Mitchell Robinson, Ihart, and Precious, maybe just fouling the hell out of Jokic.
This is a delusional conversation.
Dude, Precious, you got one job. I don't care if you score a point. I don't care if you don't make it till halftime. Make his life miserable, period.
You know what? I'll up this for you. I'll up this for you because I'm so confident. If the Knicks even get to the NBA Finals, I'll dress as the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
You got it.
In fact, the entire week, in fact, every time they play a Finals game, I will come to work dressed as the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Done.
Man, you're going to make me start rooting for the Knicks.
Let's go to Mike in Hoboken. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Wanted to chime in on this little bet here. I think you have to incorporate the rival team's jersey as part of this deal. Lou Gower in a Rangers jersey for the entire show. I mean, have to some way incorporate that.
Mm. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Would you like that? Would you like maybe the day before, warm it up? You got to
like a day before.
Yeah, thing. Like you were. I wouldn't do it with the trophy because you got to be the trophy. But maybe the day before is like an appetizer. I don't mind that.
I mean, I like an Aussie cheese fry from Outback. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Easy. That's an easy one.
Let's go to Matt in Brick. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, dude?
Evan, first time, long time. Tiki, as a Giants fan, just want to say thank you for everything.
Love it, dude.
2 points. Tiki, you came in. You came in earlier. You said the Rangers weren't a top five team going into the season.
No,
I'm going to disagree.
I'm talking about favorite. Were they a favorite? Do you know the odds?
Yeah. I would say they were easily top five favorite to win the Stanley Cup going into October. I mean, it's, you know, Carolina, Edmonton, Dallas.
You know why, though? I'll tell you something crazy.
It is 10th.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something crazy. They're not top five because even right now they're not top five, which is crazy. Like, I'm on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Not right now, only because, you know, no offense, but I don't want to be playing my best hockey in February.
No, I'm not even talking about that.
Matt,
I was talking perception. Because Sean and I were chatting about this. They were 10th preseason.
I'm staring at it right now. They were 10th.
Right? They weren't expected to be this great team. Now, they are playing like it now. And that's really the point, is what they're doing now. But I'm just saying, coming into the season, new coach, you know, whatever happened with the Devils, like, there was some hangover from a year ago that you weren't going and saying, oh, yeah, they're the favorite.
Were the favorite, but I definitely think as a Ranger fan, you came into this season thinking they got confident. A chance to win a cup.
I'm talking Vegas, dude. I'm talking about the people who bet on these things.
But Vegas
set the lines on these things.
But Vegas isn't, to me, always accurate. Like, sometimes Vegas overhypes New York teams and underrates New York teams because of the action that it's going to get.
But even if they did underrate it, they were 10th.
Right, they were 20-1. The Avalanche were 9-1. So it's close enough to the top, but still there's a wide gap of teams. Now,
but granted, they made a coaching change, but they also hired a coach that's won before. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like they hired some guy off the street who they have no idea.
Right.
Think about what the Rangers had accomplished going into the collapse last year. They had been in an Eastern Conference Finals, and they were up 2-0 against the New Jersey Devils. Mm-hmm. They looked like they were on their way. They obviously choke and collapse. Sorry about that. They lose that series. So going into the following year with a brand-new head coach who had already won before, I'm just saying from afar, they should have been one of the favorites.
Yeah. Again, they were close enough, but nobody thought for sure they'd be a cup favorite. People thought regression. They're not regressing.
And by the way, our last caller brings up a very good point, and it's the same thing that befell the Knicks. You don't want to be playing your best hockey or best basketball in January and February. Like, one of the things Lugie said earlier when screaming and yelling about the Knicks was best record in January. Like, okay, that's great. The hell does that mean? And same thing for the Rangers.
And President Cup winners don't win.
Well, that's
not
the other
thing. 2012.
Yeah, it's not that you don't want to be playing your best hockey now. You just don't want to be stumbling and not playing prime hockey at the end. You know what I mean? Like, they could go through a little bit of lull, pick back up. But these wins now matter because you want those Game 7s in Madison Square Garden.
And what these games do is they reinforce what I have said, which is this is a season in which you better win the freaking cup.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't win the freaking cup, this season was a disappointment. That's Yankee world.
Disappointment.
You're living in Yankee world. Disaster.
Not a failure.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something, Evan?
Good.
Realistically, which season ends first, the Rangers or the Mets? You keep focusing this on the Knicks.
The Rangers season ends first. What are you talking about?
What happens first? Kodai Senga throws a pitch or the Rangers season's over?
The Rangers season is over. I'll make that prediction.
Mm.
The Rangers season will be over before Kodai throws a pitch. I think your season ends second week of May. And I think Senga pitches on June 4th. How about that?
Mm. Interesting.
Is that a fair prediction?
What happened?
I mean, I agree that Senga will throw a pitch after, but the Rangers season will end mid-June.
What happens first?
Yes.
The Jets get knocked out of the playoffs? Or Pete Alonso signs a contract?
The Jets get knocked. Oh, definitely the Jets get knocked out of the playoffs.
I love these hypotheticals.
I mean, Pete Alonso's going to sign his extension on February 17th, basically.
Exactly.
That's what he's signing.
It's not happening anytime soon.
Let's go to Matt in Waldwick. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, guys? Yo. How you doing? Love the show so far today. Just quick question, Evan.
Yes.
I'm planning on picking up a couple steaks to grill. Should I leave them out for a little bit before I grill them?
or am I going to put him right on the grill from the fridge?
Well,
I was like, who am I going to ask this question?
You should ask the guy that's never grilled before.
And I turn the radio this morning, and I hear, you know, Gio discussing this. I'm like, there's no way Evan never grilled.
I am so curious, by the way. I'm so curious, by the way. This came up on the air, I'd say, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
What caused Giannotti to figure it out now? Which is fine.
I don't know.
It was a caller.
A caller brought up and said Evan doesn't want to barbecue?
Basically said, Gio, all this scuttlebutt, how come you haven't brought up Evan not barbecue
yet? Oh, jeez.
And I tell you, the hilarious thing was, I don't know who said it, but they were like, oh, no, I think a caller said it was like, that should be like an interview question to host a radio show. Like, have you ever grilled before?
Well, guess what? I wouldn't be here right now.
Jerry had your back, though. Jerry said you lived in a lot of apartments. Now you live with a cooking. He gave the whole thing, cooking father-in-law.
Oh, so he listened to the segment then, Jerry did. Yeah. That's what I said.
Thank you.
And Gio's point was, though, you own a nice house, nice at some point on a July afternoon, okay, but tell Abuelo, move over, okay, give me the spatula.
Abuelo is a chef.
Yeah.
A chef.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Therefore, if you have a chef, you don't cook.
You're spot on. Like, here's where, and for those that aren't aware, I guess a few weeks ago it came up that I have never, ever grilled. Just have never done it. Mm. And while off the surface that sounds nuts, which I totally understand, my explanation that I guess Jerry laid out this morning and Tiki mentioned when we talked about this is that I move out of my house as a kid. I move out when I'm 17 years old. That's when I left my parents. I go live in an apartment and another apartment and another apartment. I lived in an apartment between the ages of 17 and when I finally bought the house that me and my wife live in. So while I'm in an apartment, I never barbecue.
Yeah. And some of those apartments, you can't.
You can't.
Like, you can get the little George Foreman grill and stick it on the balcony.
Well, maybe. I've done George Foreman grills. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
Okay.
That thing doesn't even have an on-off switch.
I was going to say, I used to live off George Foreman grills. So I never barbecued living in the apartment. Now, we move into this beautiful house, and I remember when my wife said, hey, you think it would be all right if my parents lived with us? Not my parents, her parents. And I was like, I love your parents. I think it'll work. And it's been great. Like, we have a great relationship. I love my mother-in-law, love my father-in-law. We've never had a crossword. I've lived in the same house with them, our house, for how many years now? Since 2015.
Allowing him to watch the wrong championship games, the whole thing.
Well, that was an innocent mistake.
8 years.
Eight years we've lived there. He is a retired chef. And also what I've learned marrying into the Latino culture is that one of the ways they show love is by cooking. Mm. That is a true story. I never knew that till I met my wife. And she explained it to me because there was one day where, and I'll never forget, it was the biggest fight we ever had. I didn't wait for her to have dinner. Didn't do it. Just ate the dinner. It's the one time where our relationship could have ended. It could have been. It was so severe, and I didn't understand it because I grew up in a household in which, like, we ate dinner together, but sometimes we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't always the case.
Yeah. Schedules don't line up, whatever.
A lot of nights, me and my dad would go to Met games. We would just eat dinner at Chase State. Like, it just wasn't a thing. So it wasn't a big deal. My wife explains it with, like, look in her eyes of hell. Like, you don't get it. You don't get it. And she called me a name I cannot repeat on the air because I think it's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
In Latino culture, food is love. And I said, okay. So when my father-in-law makes dinner every single night, and I get it, you can make fun of it. Oh, Evan's lazy. Oh, he's got a living chef. It's love. Because there have been nights, and I learned this the hard way, where I was like, I'm good. Oh, my God. You think I assaulted him.
Sit down and eat.
No, you eat.
Yeah.
You don't like the food. You eat the food. It's love. So I totally understand where you, Sean, and I didn't get to hear G, but what G was probably saying of, come on, you got to learn.
I
say, Abo, Abuelo, move to the side. Let me cook. If I did that, it's like an assault on love. I can't do it. So my only option to ever grill is to just do it with you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, because I can't do it at home. And I get it.
Come on.
That's how he shows love.
I have a grill. I never turn it on. Come on over.
Thank you, Tiki. I will.
I've pivoted on this. I totally see where you're coming from and understand. By the way, there was another caller later on that said you ended up nailing it. You have somebody that cooks for you and you go to all the games you want. Nobody questions it. Your in-laws live with you. So that guy got you. All I am saying is we have a nice, lengthy summer. I think you just approach him with love and say, I just want to learn. You could still be the cook. Just teach me your ways.
Mm.
Or at the very least, have both of your sons stand there so that they have the ability to pass it on down the line. Somewhere along the line, somebody else in your house needs to learn his ways and how to grill so they can continue the tradition of passing out love.
That's a good point. Passing down a tradition.
No, it's a very good point. With that said, I'm probably not going to do it. It was a nice suggestion. But, yeah. So I've never cooked. But I will go over to your house, Tiki, and I'll, like, make a burger or something
nice,
like that.
Nice. Just don't flip it one time.
That's it. Just one time. More of your calls coming up, 877-337-6666. And we address what was a massive fight last night at The Rock between a Devil fan and a Ranger fan. It was the kind of fight that I don't think I've ever seen. We'll explain it. Plus, who goes further, the Knicks or Rangers? It's a hot debate around here amongst angry Knick and Ranger fans. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. Bet on all your favorite NBA players and teams with quick bets. You can also try some live same-game parlays, which are fun, exclusive props, and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Evan and shoot your shot. FanDuel.com/Evan. The app is safe and secure. It's easy to use. I love using it. I'm a big live game bettor. So like last night, if the Knicks were down, I probably would have moneylined them. I never moneylined the Sixers last night because I always knew they weren't coming back and winning. When the Nets were close with the Raptors, I knew the entire time we were going to win. And I was dead wrong. I actually was confident last night, believe it or not. I really thought the Nets were going to win under Kevin Ollie, and instead they lost by 112. Coming up in a little bit, we'll take a listen to what Steve Cohen had to say concerning Pete Alonso in a long-term contract. And also Hal Steinbrenner yesterday. After listening to Hal, I'm even more convinced they're not going to get Blake Snell. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. I remember after the Ranger-Islander game last Sunday at MetLife Stadium, Sean Morash was in the building, and he made the comment to us, Tiki, that he was surprised how fans really got along with each other. There were no fights. Everything was okay. And that's surprising considering there was so much tailgating.
Right.
There was so much alcohol involved. And the Rangers and the Islanders are bitter rivals that you would have thought that things could have gotten out of hand, and luckily it did not. Last night at the Ranger-Devil game, there is a video, and I just retweeted it. There's a video of a Devil fan. He's wearing a Jack Hughes jersey, and he's literally two rows off of the ice. So we're talking about primo seats. And he's getting into a yelling match with a guy in a winter jacket. Okay? No Rangers, no Devils, just a winter jacket. As they start arguing, a Ranger fan comes down to kind of side with winter jacket guy. And another Devil fan wearing a Jack Hughes jersey, apparently those are the only jerseys they sell, he comes down and joins with Jack Hughes guy. And they're just talking to each other. They're very adamant. There's no fight. And then out of absolute nowhere, the first Jack Hughes guy headbutts winter coat guy. Like out of nowhere. He's like, they're talking real close. And boom, he like sends his head into him. Now, I am not a fighter, I have to admit. I've been in very, very few fights. Is that a normal first punch to, like, begin the action by going headbutt instead of, you know, cocking your arm back all right?
Not really. Maybe in the movies.
Yeah.
You do that in the movies to get somebody off guard. You do that in real life.
I was just saying, in the point to protect your head at all costs, the headbutt, to me, has never made sense as a power move in a fight.
No,
never.
Not at all. Like, what are you going to do?
And how does that
hurt? It's going to hurt your head as much as it's going to hurt their head.
Right. How does it hurt them any more than it would hurt you?
I don't know. Unless you know how to hit on the side or just, I don't know. You know where the hard part of your head is. I have no idea. I've never even thought about hitting somebody with my head.
You never thought about going with the headbutt first?
Never. Not that I've ever been in fights, but.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, but not.
You got one on the field you told me about, right?
But not really. Wrestling. It's more wrestling fights.
Interesting.
Not punching fights.
So you never got drunk at a Devil game and started fighting with a Ranger fan?
No.
Sean's definitely been in a fight at a game.
Not at a game. No. You know what?
Really?
Seriously. First of all.
But Sean, you're so, like, I mean this with all due respect. Yeah. You're so obnoxious.
I'm not at games, though. I'm the guy that everybody likes having a good time with, hugging, slapping hands. I actually don't really taunt guys at games, the opposing thing. I have fun with it. I am a fighter, not a lover. Also, I am not a fan of paying money to go somewhere, a lot of money, and not seeing the ending of a game. I still like that from a sports perspective. High school, would I, you know, get into an occasional, get my ass kicked because I had a wise mouth? Sure. but not as an adult, no.
Well, the other thing that would scare me as an adult, besides the fact that I would get my ass kicked, I'll raise my hand. Like, I would probably lose a fight to 98% of the population. Like, I remember once the discussion was, hey, if there were fights around here at WFAN, who would win? Yeah. I'd lose to everybody. Like, literally, I don't think there is a person here I would confidently say I'd beat in a fight. I would lose to you. I'd lose to Sean. Loogie's, like, really, you're probably the closest person I'd beat, but I'd probably lose to you, too.
On this show, I'm the closest, for
sure. Yeah, you know, you're definitely, well, no, I think overall on the entire radio station.
No, I think there's a couple people you could come close with, at least. Giannotti, I'd buy a ticket for that
one. No, he's a bull, dude. The guy played football in high school.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
He also, one thing about G, and I noticed this from the few years where we worked together, where, like, worked together as in he was the producer of our show. When he gets mad, he gets mad.
I see. What about Jerry? Bad back?
Well, let me get to Jerry. I'm just analyzing Gio first. I think, A, he's big, like bigger than me. He played football, so he has some toughness, like in high school. And he's got the temper where if he wants to beat your ass, he'll beat your ass. So, first of all, there's no Giannotti would eat me out.
But maybe he'll feel respect for you. He produced for you. Maybe he'll be like, I'll take it easy on Evan. I don't want to embarrass him. And maybe you could catch him with the left or catch him with a right or something.
No, I think Giannotti would easily kick my ass. Tierney would easily kick my ass.
You catch that, Teague?
Yeah, just leave it alone. Right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Recco's got a bad back.
Recco,
he does do karate.
Nah, but Recco's very similar to G in that when Recco gets pissed, he will destroy you. In fact, bad back or not, very underrated.
So elevated emotions quickly.
Yes.
Right.
My attitude would be to try to make a joke, and Jerry would just like bite my nose off. So Recco would kill. I mean, Boomer, I'm not even going to waste time on. He would destroy. He would look at me.
Boomer would win any fight in this building.
Even over you?
I mean, I wouldn't even try to fight.
Because he's big?
He's just massive.
Yeah. Like, he would pick me up like a child and just throw me like a football. That's how it would go. He wouldn't even beat me up. He was just like, he'd drop back to pass, big left arm, and throw me across the field. Keith would kick my ass.
Totally.
Big Mac would kick my ass.
Landslide.
Yeah, no, literally, there's not a person in this building I would beat up.
This was like a serious punch-throwing fight.
Yeah, yeah.
This fight was real.
Of course it was. Well, the guy started with a headbutt.
But the guy with the jacket, the puffy coat jacket guy, he was in his seat. Like, he gets up from his seat, which is mid-row, and then comes out. The action is happening on the ice.
You wonder what was said to make somebody get up like that.
It sounds like it feels to me like it was something that happened elsewhere.
Maybe up in the concourse and continue down.
And then the kid in the Devil's jersey comes down to confront him. For something that was, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
No, I'll tell you exactly what happened. The Devil fan said to the Ranger fan, you better win the Stanley Cup and the season's a waste of time.
Think about this. This is how crazy this Ranger run is. It's making people throw headbutts out of frustration when they're not rooting for them.
The only positive I could see out of the headbutt strategy is that when you, like, let's say I was fighting you right now. Okay, I'm standing up. I'll do a demonstration. I'm like, all right, I'm going to fight Tiki Barber. And I cock my arm back. You see it happening.
Right.
You see I'm going back and I'm punching, right? I'm like punching. There's like a good couple of seconds where you have time to quickly, like, not even punch me back, just block me.
Right.
Just quickly stop me. Now, if we're looking at each other, I'm like, all right, Tiki. And then I go like this. I'm headbutting. I'm moving my head. And again, my head's moving. Uh-huh. You don't have any time.
No, you're right.
So maybe the reason you go headbutt it's shock and awe. You have no idea it's coming.
I think if you headbutt, you have to target it either nose or teeth, because it looked like he went for his teeth. I'm looking at it again.
That's smart strategy.
Yeah, he went right at his teeth.
You knock him out real quick.
Right.
Not good for concessions.
No. That's crazy. So you've never been at a fight at a game, Sean? I'm surprised.
No.
Because you're very, again, I apologize, you're very obnoxious.
Rangers, Giants, nothing?
No, but I'm also a big fan. I would never want to get thrown out of a game. I got thrown out of a game once in Philly, but that wasn't my fault. Actually, another one at Shea.
Hold on. Why were you throwing out?
They escorted you out for your safety. That's what they say.
You ever hear the term guilt by association?
Yeah,
I'm
of course.
To run by me. Yes. So we went to Mets Phillies. I'm a non-Met or Philly fan.
Well, hold on. You got thrown out of a Met Philly game?
In Philly, because of a Philly fan arguing with my buddy who was a Met fan. Some terrible F-bombs were dropped back and forth, and the Philly Citizens Bank Security dragged all the Met fans in the group out of there, of which I was a part of. So we put we took a bus there with 50 people. We had to go watch the last 7 innings from Chicky and Pete's before going
home. It happened that early in the
game? Second inning, I was furious. Yeah, I said, I'm never coming back with you, Met fans.
I think they do that in Philly to protect you.
Yeah. It was
like
I'm sitting there
to protect you.
I'm sitting there, I'm having a beer. I'm like, I just want to enjoy the game. I was 21 years old.
So you got thrown out.
You should have just said, I'm not with them. Yeah. I don't know them.
Well, you just got to say, I hate the Mets. What are you talking about?
Shit by myself with the Philly fans the rest of the game? That's torture, too.
So what was the other game you got thrown out of?
Mets, Braves, Old Shea.
Well, hold on. You got thrown out of two Mets games?
Yeah, neither of my games.
But at least they're National League. They're not your American League rival. Now, there is crossover with the Eagles. But baseball-wise, you're fine.
Same group of Met fans, okay?
So Met fans are getting you ejected from Met games.
So we went, I think this was senior year of high school, Bobby Cox comes out for a pitching change. My friend yells, "You suck, Cox," at Bobby Cox.
Oh God.
Stand up, and the security guard, I guess unaware of the manager's name, thought vulgar language was dropped, and he threw us right out. And I'll never forget, he took my friend's ticket that Heath Bell had just signed. And would not give his Heath Bell autograph back, so you got into a fight with security, and then the NYPD had to come and get the ticket back. It was a whole thing.
But he did get his ticket back.
He got his ticket back because it did have an autograph.
I mean, Heath Bell autograph ticket.
Before he became a big closer.
I was going to say, because with the Mets, he stunk, but then he turned out to be a good player once they got rid of him.
I was going
to
say, who is that?
No, it's my friend Billy, a big you-suck Cox.
Who was Heath Bell?
Heath Bell.
That's amazing to me that of all the teams you root for, because you are a diehard fan, but you're slightly obnoxious, which is fine. That you've only been ejected from games in which your team wasn't even playing in. You went to two Met games and got thrown out.
And it was the group I was with that got ejected, not me.
Yeah. The only
but you are not contributing.
I'm not a Met fan. What are you, Met fan jersey? But the Yankee fans were animals, please.
The only time I ever even came close was when me, Beningo, and Ernie Acosta, our producer, went to the Jets-Patriots game. The primetime game where we lost 45-3 and then a few weeks later beat them in the playoffs. Yeah. So it was obviously the 2010 season. And I did nothing. And Joe did nothing because all we were doing was just cursing out the Jets. We were disgusted by the effort. And Ernie, for some reason, has his Yankee hat on. And we're like, why are we doing this? We're already the enemy in Boston.
Maybe it was the only hat he had.
Oh, find a different hat.
I don't know.
Or you don't wear a hat.
I'm just asking.
I have one rule. Like, I'm all for going to visiting ballparks. I've done it. I will wear my stuff. It's not like I'm hiding it.
Yeah.
But don't bring up another team. Like, when I went to Nets Sixers in the postseason, obviously I'm not going to have much of an issue. They don't care about the Nets. Mm. But I didn't show up with a Met hat.
Just wait till your London trip.
What's wrong with my London trip?
Just wait.
What does that mean? They're going to attack me in London?
Nope. Randomest fans you're ever going to see.
I don't know what you mean by that.
They don't know their sport. You ever seen the international games?
Oh, you're talking about Mets, Phillies? There'll be random fans there?
The Buccaneers versus the Chargers. Whatever. Yeah. Let's pick a team. You'll see Giants jerseys. You'll see Eagles jerseys. You'll see Jaguars jerseys. You'll see everything because they're not fans.
You think that's what's going to happen from Mets, Phillies, and London?
Mets, Phillies, and London.
It's going to be Diamondback jerseys.
It's going to be the most random jerseys. Probably not even the same sport.
Oh, by the way, speaking of the Mets, Phillies game in London. So I am doing something where I'm going out to London, but I'm very picky about where I sit. So earlier this morning, the Mets sent me an email as a season ticket holder. Hey, we got great news. Here's a discount if you want to buy tickets in London.
Don't you already have your tickets?
I do not have tickets.
Oh.
I may have tickets through the tour I'm doing, but again, I don't trust anyone's tickets. I need to sit specifically where I want to sit.
This is so perfect.
If I'm flying to London, I'm sorry, I can't be on the third baseline. I don't want to. I want to be behind home plate. That's just the way I am. I'm a snob, okay? And I'll pay it. Like, I'm not asking for freebies. I will pay for tickets. It's the same way with the radio station. Sometimes they give me Yankee tickets, and I'm like, no, I don't want to sit there. And I'd rather be in a certain spot, so I'll go out and I'll buy my own tickets.
Wait, the station tickets are great.
Yeah, but sometimes they're on the line. I don't like it. So I buy my own tickets.
And this seems like a great opportunity to go to London, hang out with Evan before and after the game. Is part of this that these people think they're going to be sitting with you at the game?
Watching you score the game?
No, they don't, because...
Like, hey, enjoy your seats, people. I'm out.
Well, I'm buying different seats. But here's the problem I ran into. So I get this little link today from the Mets. I click on it, and I find the seats I want. I'm like, perfect. I'm going to buy these seats. I'm good to go.
What's the venue?
The venue is, I have no idea. MLB World Tour London, Saturday, 08 June 2024 at 18:10. First of all, what the hell does that even mean? Can you just say it's June 8th and the game's at, what does even 18:10 mean?
6:10.
Oh, they're doing it's the military time?
Yeah.
I should have known that. Okay, that makes sense. So it's 6:10 London time. All right, fine. I figured that part out.
London Stadium.
It's in London Stadium. Then I see the price for my two tickets.
Okay.
I have no idea because they put it in whatever the London money is.
Pounds.
Okay, is £1,000 a lot?
Yes.
Insert fat Ranger fan joke here.
Because it says, like, is the pound sign like a weird looking F with a line at the bottom?
It's an L with two lines.
That's not, hold on. What the heck is this?
Is this a euro?
I don't know. What's that? What's
that's a pound.
That's a pound?
It's an L, but it's
1,000 pounds is 1,200 US dollars.
Are you kidding me?
The dollar is weak to the pound, yes.
So the tickets I want that are average, like they're behind the plate, but they're high up, you're telling me they're $600 a ticket?
No.
No. 1,000 pounds is currently 1,267 US dollars. So if it's 1,000 pounds per ticket.
No. My combined cost was 1,145 pounds.
Fat. So it's $600 a ticket. Yes, you're right.
What, are they smoking something? I mean, I'm excited to go, but it's a $600? Oh, because it's got a Hall of Fame hospitality package? I don't even know what that means. What am I getting?
People in London are unaware of the Mets' rotation right now, so they think they're getting last year's Mets.
Wow, so do these London games really get priced up like that?
So this is two games then?
Yes, there's two games.
Are you going to both?
I am.
Oh, that's cool.
So I got to buy double the amount of tickets because I want to sit where I want to sit. So 1,145 pounds is basically equal to American dollar. Mm. That's what you're trying to tell me?
No, the pound is one. It's 120. What is it to the pound to the dollar? It's got to be like 120. It's like
I
gotta look.
I only did 1,000 pounds to the dollar.
A thousand pounds is what? You just told me what's
$1,267.
So you're telling me whatever these pounds are, the American dollar's more?
$1.27.
Yes.
Per 1 pound.
That's crazy.
Right.
I'm not buying these tickets. I got to go cheaper. I'm going to go to the upper deck.
What section was that?
It was section 207, row 54. By the way, have you ever heard of a stadium with 54 rows like that?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. What a state. And then it says seat number 451 and 452.
What? No confusion.
How do they label seats in London? It doesn't seem to make any sense.
Oh, I think you are in the upper deck.
That's an upper deck seat is $600 a ticket?
Yeah.
We got a problem.
Absolutely.
I may need to renegotiate my deal. Let's get back to your calls. Let's go to Don on Long Island. What's up, Don?
How you doing, fellas?
What's up?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it was great. TK, you need to start wearing some of Sean's or Ranger gear. And one other thing I'd like to say is that Panarin is an all-star, and he's top five in the league. So Shesterkin's great. He's not Lundqvist, but
so what you're trying to say is Panarin is better than Brunson. That's what he's trying to say, Loogie. Is that a fair assessment?
He's been better longer and having a better season in hockey terms than Brunson is in basketball.
There you go. Makes a lot of sense.
He actually, that's not even a troll. He is better than Brunson.
Let's go to Jim in Kingwood. What's going on, Jim?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What's up, man?
Hey, first time, long time.
Love it.
I was listening to you, and I wanted to make something clear that one thing is apparent versus the Knicks and the Rangers. I've been to playoff games at both of them.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but I've been there. The Garden rocks a whole lot more at a Ranger playoff game than it does for the Knicks.
I completely agree with you. I'm glad you said that, because Knicks fans love to talk about how loud their arena is, but I agree. I think the Ranger fans get much louder. In fact, last night, the Ranger fans did something that was so overwhelming it caused a visceral reaction from New Jersey Devil broadcasters. And I've never seen the Knicks fans do this to the Nets. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's Chico Resch from last night.
Oh, shut up. Fans here, let's go Rangers. I am sorry. Do it in your own building, not in our building.
You're damn right. You tell them.
Hey, Chico, we did do it in our building.
Oh, shut up.
Our other building.
Oh, shut up.
See, I've never heard Net announcers say that, which just shows you Ranger fans get louder in New Jersey than Knicks fans got in Brooklyn.
No shot. Absolutely not. We took over Barclays Center. You remember? Your little tail tucked.
And Ranger fans just took over Prudential Center last night.
And the acoustics are better in Brooklyn. It should be louder, but they didn't.
No, it didn't.
You know what I heard in Philly last night? MVP chance for Brunson. I heard, let's go Knicks. They took over in opposing teams, not locally.
Lugauer, you had to really crank your TV to hear it, though. You didn't have to crank
TV. Oh, shut up.
No, I agree. Like, the Knicks fan last night, and I had some friends who were in the building last night, so I got firm answers on this. Decent showing, but we're talking like 25%. Like, it wasn't that overwhelming. Like, it was all right. I mean, the Knicks travel well. I'll give them credit. But I think the Ranger fan base is definitely louder.
Right. They got shouted down. As soon as they started the MVP chant for Brunson, they got shouted
down. It got shouted down.
Pretty quick.
Meanwhile, at The Rock, we had a freak out on the radio. Oh, shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Evan, I think there's something you have to address that you said on the show today, because it's making the rounds on the internet, and I'm sure Greg Giannotti will talk about it on Monday. Would you like to address this? I'll play an audio clip. I know you love audio clips.
This is trending on Twitter.
Yes.
This is from Evan Roberts from about 10 minutes ago when Evan was talking about getting in a fight with Greg Giannotti.
Giannotti would eat me out.
Care to comment?
I meant eat me up. Giannotti would eat me out.
Twitter is ablaze right now.
I may have misspoke. Giannotti would eat me out.
He'd eat me up and throw me
out. Well, you guys, you know, all of you.
It's not our guys.
Oh, shut up.
You're very sick.
Oh, the internet's undefeated, man.
I was just saying. He'd beat me up. Giannotti would eat me out. He'd eat me up and throw me out. Oh, what a Friday. Let's go to Dan in Mount Olive. How you doing, Dan?
Ev, you're selling yourself short, buddy, talking about the morning show there. I think I'd put my mortgage payment up against taking you up against Mr. Al Dukes.
Al Dukes.
Here's the thing about Al. See, Al gets this weird bad rap. Mm. Like, Al's in great shape.
Yeah.
Like, Al is built. Al's got muscles.
Right. And it seems like if he got upset, he'd just go crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, but there's no question. He's got crazy eyes. Yeah. And I think he'd admit that.
Right.
Like, if I started talking about streaming services and the Giants' offensive line, Al would lose his mind and destroy me. He would eat me up and throw me out. How come you guys didn't dump that?
Well, I was too stunned to dump it. I stared at Tiki, and I thought only me and him heard it.
I didn't even hear it. Sometimes I say things, and I, you know, it doesn't come out.
Because I cut you off real quick, and then they were like, did you hear that? And I go to Sean, I go, hear what? And then I go on the internet, I go, oh. That's
well,
funny.
Well, my apologies. I meant he would eat me up and throw me out.
It's a pleasant ride on the Bell Parkway for many.
Giannotti would eat me out. Oh, stop. Destroy that audio. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, the point was he would eat me up. I can't even get it
just
out
say beat. Why are you saying eat?
He'd beat because, like, when someone really would beat you up,
right.
It's like I would eat you up and spit you out. Spit you out. That's what I meant. That's a real saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like, I'd eat you up and
spit. Oh, shut up.
Sorry, Chico. We'll get to your calls coming up. Plus, Steve Cohen with public comments on Pete Alonso and his impending free agency. Does it make me and Met fans feel more likely he's coming back? Or is the writing on the wall? We'll all take a listen together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.